Russ is here.
Yeah. Welcome to the Walking Dead podcast with three stupid guys. There are three stupid guys here right now. Russ had to stop and go get a drink. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. Hopefully he didn't have to trade anything for water.
Yeah, that could be bad. You know, he's you can't live without water. Mike, as we're looking at you, there's something behind your head, but we can only see half of it. What is that we see?
It's a wall. Usually there's four walls in like a building, but that's just one wall.
So one wall, but what's directly behind your head? We're only getting part of it.
It looks like files and stuff behind me.
There you go. Now I'm seeing it. It's like a frame type thing. Is it a Walking Dead your diploma?
It was my first official kill. Unlike Gregory, I have a certificate.
Nobody looked down at you and was like, yeah, right.
Yeah. You said you killed before, man. Jeez. But if you like this podcast and other podcasts like The Broadcast, The Merry Men Show, The Leftovers is coming back next month. The Amazing Race is coming back Thursday. Dancing with the Stars. I know everybody wants that one. Will be out tomorrow, and Game of Thrones, and I know I'm forgetting. Oh, Westworld.
Sometime in the next year.
And Survivor. There's all kinds of it. And there's another podcast coming that I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything yet, so I'll wait.
I just keep waiting.
I'm not even talking about the Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen barbecue
you're not talking about that?
Podcast.
Oh, okay. There's another one.
There's another one coming that I have nothing to do with.
Oh, okay.
It's none of us. It's an outside source podcast.
Oh, okay. It's called Outsourced.
Outsourced, yeah.
It's a podcast about the failed NBC TV show.
That was so bad, that show. Was that show bad or what?
It was. Really bad.
I wanted to like it, but it was... Mike, did you see it?
I don't even remember that show.
It was bad.
It was a post-Community whole show.
It was terrible.
You know, they had shows that tried to follow Lost. The show tried to follow Community. No, that's just not going to happen.
It followed in the dump. It followed under Glenn's dumper. It was a dumpster.
I like dumper. That's even better.
His dumpa. But no, you can help support us by going to jandjack.com. Click on the little things because it says to become a patron. Or you can go on jandjack.com and become an Amazon. If you're shopping Amazon anyway, just help us out there and all that stuff. I think I've stalled long enough. I think, Russ, I can hear him. He's back. You know, you're like the bull in the china shop, Russ. You could not be a killer. You couldn't kill people.
You're like a zombie walker in the woods. Yeah. We can hear you from a mile away.
Unless you're Gregory, then you can't hear anything.
I was actually...
You'd hear the tap coming from a mile away.
I was carrying a bottle of water and dessert.
Ah, nice. This is a long show. You could starve to death, so it's good that you brought food and beverages.
And guess where the dessert was from?
Jack in a Box.
I went somewhere that you like and recommended. I took my parents there.
Oh, to Sopranos?
Yes.
I told you it was good, wasn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
My dad had the gyro. That's what I had.
Yeah.
And my mom got fettuccine Alfredo.
Yep.
And got tiramisu for dessert.
It's a little Italian restaurant. It's like it's a mom and son type thing. And she's very Italian. Every time she comes over, she says, excuse me. Every time she brings you the bread or brings you whatever she brings, she says, excuse me. it's inexpensive. It's not expensive, and the food is fantastic.
Yeah, that's like very homemade. You can tell.
Yeah.
And this is in Raleigh, so I could visit it when I come visit.
You could. It's just like 5 minutes from my house.
All right. I'm gonna have to drag Dan to it. So
yeah, Dan will go there. Just tell him there's waffles there. There are no waffles, but
surprise, Dan. There's no waffles.
Oh man, you told me there'd be waffles.
I said there would be Italian waffles. Come on, let me in. Excuse me. Like, that would be great. So,
but I think it comes to time where we all ask, did Mike like this episode? So we'll start with Russ. Did Mike like this episode, Russ?
Yes.
He did like this episode. Matt, yes. Did he like this episode?
I'm going to say no.
You know, it's tough because as I was watching the episode, I go, well, it has everything Mike likes. It has most of the characters.
Yeah, it does.
It did it have life cereal?
It did not have life cereal. but we did lose one of our actors that follows us on Twitter, the actor Martino.
Yeah,
he has a headache now.
It's probably because you tagged him all the time.
That could be it.
It was enough.
Can you just write me off the show? This guy won't stop tagging me. It's bugging me. But I'm going to say I'm the tiebreaker here. I'm going to say Mike liked the episode. Mike, did you like the episode?
I liked the episode.
We
got back on track to lead up to the war.
There you go.
I was going for the trifecta. I was 2 for 2, but now I'm 2 for 3.
We got lead up to the cliffhanger.
And we got to see most of our group.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much of a war.
No? No war?
I'm just guessing. I don't think there's going to be much of a war. Not now. We'll have to wait till October. Or whenever it comes back.
Well,
I was wondering about that because from the previews, it looked like they were still doing a lot of the setup for it.
From an article I had seen, I think it was Entertainment Weekly article, it said that there, or maybe it was the Nerdist, but said there was no cliffhanger. That this season would not end on a cliffhanger.
Hmm.
So, I know that goes against our one listener that wrote in this week and put her hat in the put her name in the hat for our drawing at the end of the season here. But I from what the article said, no cliffhanger this season. So we'll see if it was a foiler.
Maybe everyone can maybe give a little bit of an opinion on that. What would it be for it not to have a cliffhanger?
They find a cure and the show ends. They sail off into the sunset.
Shocker ending. Didn't see that coming. Everyone holds hands. So, and they erect a statue of Rick.
They erect a statue of Rick. Erected Rick.
No one wants to see that either. No. Some people out there probably do, but I don't know. I don't know what ends or how it does end, but I don't know. I mean, because I feel like they've got to set stuff up for season 8, so there's got to be some lead off, but I think...
Well, there's no way Negan dies.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be comparable to what we got last season where it was like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, who's going to die? Like, that was a clear cliffhanger.
Yeah. Right.
So I think they got a lot of blowback from that, and they're probably trying to avoid...
Well, also, they can't hide it anymore. You can't hide the cliffhangers anymore. You'd have to film... You have to film like 7 or 8 different endings, and you have to bring those actors back. But, you know, they're all off doing different things, so who knows?
Or film them out of sequence.
Yeah, you do that too.
Yeah,
because remember they released that thing in the summer where it showed Abraham and Glenn being in episode 1 and then not in the others leading up to, like, you know, they'd filmed 8 of them. Right. Well, you know, if you change up the order and film them in a different order, then, you know, you could probably throw some people off.
Or just not have a cliffhanger and just kill them.
Right.
I think that's the best way to do it because. You know, with technology and stuff like that and the way people are, I mean, it's just no way to, I don't think you can, it's not like who shot JR, or we didn't have the internet. We had to sit around and wait.
Maybe they bring in Roger Goodell and he negotiates a peace treaty between all of them and they all just,
he'll say, I'm really sad that this character got killed off, but we're excited about the new move.
They're going to Vegas.
he basically gave the same speech today that he gave on January 15th when the Chargers left. It was like almost word for word. Well, we tried. We feel bad for the loyal fans there. But we're excited about the new prospect of going to Vegas.
South Park was right. It's a Goodell bot. So he's just a robot that just plugs in and repeats.
You know, Roger Goodell, I would like to punch him in the face. I don't even know the guy. I think
you'd have to get in line behind Tom Brady.
That would bring up some serious Walking Dead ratings right there. If you knew Roger Goodell was going to appear as a zombie on The Walking Dead, I mean, you tune in.
I would sign up to be an extra, and they'd have to end up cutting me out of the show because I grabbed Negan's bat and hit him upside the head. I thought that was part of the script. It's not my fault. I thought that's what you wanted me to do. Okay, hey, clearly you know, I was not following directions right. Sorry, Roger. Hey,
maybe that could be like one of the Twitter questions. Like, who would Jack like to punch in the face more? And we could put like John Clayton, you know, Roger Goodell, you know, one of the couple of the, you know, North Turner.
No, it had to be Jim Trotter because he blocked me on Twitter for no reason.
We could list like four people that Jack would like to punch in the face, and we'll see.
Yeah, I think we got it.
I think we got the fourth one.
Yeah, I think the fourth one. Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to our recap here.
Walking Dead recap.
Nice. We've never had
music.
Yeah, that's good. Well,
we need the song that they're playing in, you know, back in the second episode. What's that song called?
Easy Street.
Yeah, Easy. Yeah, they didn't play it for Sasha though.
No, they didn't. That? Yeah, maybe that's why she didn't turn so fast. Yeah. All right. So, this episode was called "Something They Need," and something they need a lot of is. I don't know. Better writing. It was written, not to throw Corey Reed under the bus, and directed by Michael Slovis. Sorry,
Michael Slovis.
Thanks, Mike, for being the underwriter for this week's.
Way to go, Mike!
So this week's recap brought to you by Mike and Matt, bringing it Google Drive style. So the opening scene is a discussion between Rick and Tara as they head to Oceanside with clips of ocean zombies strolling the beach. So sets kind of the mood.
Did you want to see more of what the boat? It was obvious a boat had just run ashore, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to know more about the boat. Who were they?
They were on a three-hour tour.
Yeah, three-hour tour.
It's like they showed everybody there. Gilligan, the skipper.
Who was hotter, Marianne Zombie or Ginger Zombie? Who was the hotter one?
I don't know. I'm still kind of a Marianne guy, but you know, that's me.
As a zombie, though, I'm just saying.
As a zombie, I'd have to check. So,
am I the only one that cared about the boat? Who was on it?
I assume that was from Fear the Walking Dead. There's a boat in that show somewhere.
The last episode I watched, there was a boat in the show, but
yeah.
No, I wanted to know more about the boat, but I guess
I wanted there to be a metal detector in one of these zombies' arms, just like strolling the beach. So, look, all right, you know, or is it, you know, couldn't we just have some other ocean stuff on their face, like a starfish or like a sand dollar just stuck to their?
They had some barnacles on there. What's that nose stuff you put on your nose so you don't get sunburn on your nose? The heavy white cream on there.
Well, that's a sunblock or something, isn't it?
Yeah, what most surfers have it on their face, their nose. Eh?
I just assumed it was. Oh, go ahead.
Floaties on the arms.
Floaties on the arms. Oh, little kids walkers too.
There has to be a kid on that boat unless they got eaten already.
This is how we always start out of every episode. We just pick apart like the first part, and then by the time we get to the end, we're just like, and it's over. Anyway.
I was still waiting for the SS Minnow to be like still sitting there in the sand.
It was. It was in the background.
It was in the background.
Yeah.
It was all fucked out. That was kind of in the water, though.
Blame the professor. He couldn't fix the hole in the boat.
Not even with a coconut.
He'd get a radio to work with coconuts, but he could not fix the hole in the boat.
No, he could not. But, well, you know, and they also had an abundance of banana cream pie.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Banana cream pie. That never made sense because it was like, well, you have all those coconuts, so why wouldn't it be coconut cream pie?
Because what would you rather have, coconut cream pie or banana cream pie?
I don't know. It's a toss-up for me. I kind of like them both.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, I would say banana cream pie.
I forgot to ask Matt, what are you watching?
Ah, There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
It's, yeah.
You got
I thought the title alone was.
I got a milkshake.
I thought it was appropriate, you know, not only the title, but Rick's going to drink it all up. So yes. He stuck that straw in Oceanside and drank it all up. Rick is shocked to just now learn that Tara has known that there's a group that has guns this whole time. Shocked.
What?
Are you telling me you've known for the last month? Enid asks Carl.
Well, I made a promise.
But you didn't say Carl the right way.
That's not my job.
Carl.
There you go. Enid asks Carl, do you ever think about who you killed? And he's just kind of like,
because I don't know.
Yeah. He's like, very,
let me get back to
like,
you again.
No, but at the end of the episode. You know where I can get a can of pudding?
He's very emo, Carl is. Yeah. Rick tells Tara as they're going to Oceanside not to feel bad if things go south, to which Tara responds, it won't. I do feel bad and I will. So she does feel bad, at least for right now.
Am I the only one that felt like they were acting like the saviors?
I think at the end.
Yeah, but they weren't trying to hurt anybody though. They were, I mean.
No, they were just trying to take what wasn't theirs. Yeah. Away from another group.
A little bit of shock and awe.
Yeah.
So, kaboom! Good thing nobody was picking in, flowers in the woods.
Yeah.
I think they knew that, you know, they probably wouldn't be able to convince them to join them anyway. So,
what do the saviors do? They overpower groups and get them to do what they want.
Now, do you think they used the explosives that they got from the saviors? I mean, they wasted it on this?
No, I think they used the explosives that they got off that wire thing that they...
Right.
Yeah, the saviors.
That they used, yeah.
Yeah. All right, second scene. Maggie is helping the Hilltop with planting and her whole planting motif of put a tarp on it. So it's kind of
And Gregory's upset that it's not pot. Am I right?
I don't know. He's more of an alcohol guy, you know. But
alcohol. He's running low on alcohol,
right? Yeah, sure. At some point, he's gonna have to switch it up.
Yeah.
Some nameless farmer guy calls her boss lady while Gregory listens on. So
well, they did legalize it in D.C. So I mean, and they are
as well as Colorado, Washington, Oregon.
I pretty much think it's legal in the Walking Dead. In the Walking Dead world, I'm sure it's pretty legal.
It's pretty legal, yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Negan. Is his group, if you're allowed to smoke pot?
Yeah, they do have rules. He mentions that.
Oh, that's one of my rules.
Allegedly, it might become legal in Canada in 2018, too, as the BBC has just announced. So
yeah, that would be pretty good.
How's it not legal in Canada?
I don't know, but Trump's going to have to make another wall for that. Anyway,
it's not that it's illegal. It's just kind of frowned upon.
Oh, hey, don't do that here, eh?
Hey,
is that what they do?
I'll have to report you to the Mounties.
Just be smoking bacon, eh?
Yeah. You put bacon on that? Wrap it in bacon. Ooh, that's good. Good choice.
Maple syrup and pot.
What
would you like on your poutine?
I don't know, but after smoking this pot, I'm eating a lot of Putin.
I can't
stop eating it.
Yeah, well, anyway. Hey,
you would put it on that smoked meat bagel that I gave you.
The pot?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't put anything on that smoked meat. You just leave it alone.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, anyway, so Maggie, she's helping the Hilltop here, and... she says something that they need to act like they're going to be around for 40 years because this show will go on for 40 years. I can only imagine we're going to see this blueberry bush 40 years from now.
Gregory, remember I killed that welcome for you.
Unfortunately, Jack, I don't think you're going to be still with us by that point. So.
No, I won't get the ending because I'll be, 94? Almost 95.
Wow.
We're podcasting like this.
we'll be podcasting from a nursing home. We'll be like, turn it up, I can't hear it.
This Canada weed's making me too high.
Change my paper.
I told you I'm not tapping.
I got a poopy. Change my diaper.
I would still accuse you of tapping. That's true. Rick helps Michonne.
That's my pacemaker.
by that time, Twitter's done for. Anyway, Rick helps. We see a new scene here. Rick's helping Michonne get a spot in a tree so she can be a sniper. And see a brief.
Can I ask a question here?
Sure.
She's the one you want being the sniper?
Michonne?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw from the circus or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
She wasn't the best of shot.
Well, we got to give her confidence. Right. Plus she's my girlfriend. You know, so I got to come home to her. So if she wants to be the sniper, so you know what it's like being married. I've already been down that road before.
Yeah. Man, I told her she couldn't be the sniper one time. At that last Oceanside group, never lived
didn't
that
get,
down.
Didn't get sex for a week. So you know what? She can be the sniper.
Speaking of people that didn't get sex for a week, Eric is talking to Aaron and, I don't know. They have a conversation about joining the group and Aaron's kind of understanding, but not, and he's given Eric grief and that's, I don't know. They got a talking role. What more can he ask for? Really, there's this like, you know, there's no other scene with these two characters. Maybe in the next episode we see Aaron die, or not Aaron, but yeah, or Eric. So,
Eric.
Yeah, maybe we see Eric die.
One of the E's.
One
or
of the
it,
E's.
Or is it A? Is he Aaron or
E? Eric's an E. Aaron's a double A.
Oh, okay.
Next, we see the other two characters. Jesus talking to Daryl, and they're. You know, he basically regrets not stopping Sasha and Rosita. But Daryl's like, yeah, they can handle their own. They're probably back at Hilltop now. So
I think there's a scene where Jesus says, so, you know, like you wash your hair, you can have hair like me. I'm pretty sure what we said, because Jesus has some nice hair. Can we all agree on that?
I think
he's got to be looking at Daryl like going, dude, man, it's just so it's just like natty. It's just like, come on. Get some shampoo and
conditioner.
Water, conditioner, anything, or shave it off, whatever.
I'm saying this is a webisode that needs to happen, Walking Dead people. You know, if you're going to keep this show going on for 40 years, you need to spice it up with some, you know, friendly, helpful tips from Jesus, you know, to Daryl.
He has like perfect hair. I mean, he's out in the middle. It doesn't matter what he's doing. Jesus's hair looks perfect.
He clearly scavenges shampoo and conditioner.
Maybe he puts raw eggs on his hair. You know, maybe does that whole thing. I don't know. A beer and egg. Was it beer and eggs or whatever it is? It's been a while since I've had it, so I don't know.
Never heard of that.
Everyone hits the, hits the towns looking for food and stuff. He's hitting the salons.
Yeah,
looking for right. Shampoo and hair products and stuff. So
he's got a hair out of place either.
Hey, think about it, Russ. I mean, you're bringing up a good point. These salons, they won't be hit with food, you know? Like, there's going to be a lot of really nice high-end hair quality products around.
Exactly. There's got to be, because no one's going to want that.
Was that Valu Salon? What's that? I can't remember.
Vidal Sassoon?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh.
Maybe get Daryl some VO5. Oh, wait, he has enough grease in his hair. We don't need it. He doesn't need more. My bad.
We can let it slide that you don't know what Vidal Sassoon is.
Never heard of eggs and beer in your hair, though?
I don't know if you tried that and it just didn't go well.
isn't that what you're supposed to put in your hair if you get like sprayed by a skunk?
No, it's tomato juice.
Tomato juice, yeah. That's it. So, anyways, next scene we see Sasha is being held in a jail cell. Presumably the only jail cell that they have. So she's like, man, Daryl's grease spot is over here.
Daryl was here scratched in on the wall.
Yeah, or his grease spot still in the drywall.
That's what it was. In fact, when he got up, just the part of his hair came off. It's just like still stuck to the cinder block.
Oh, man. So she's in this jail cell, and Sasha asks for water, and we get the probably the most uncomfortable scene of the whole episode.
Actor Martinez is playing Dave.
Oh, don't throw actor Martinez under the bus like that.
Well, that's what that's the actor who was playing David.
Really?
Yeah, that's actor really? Martinez. Yeah.
Oh,
I always have that. Wasn't the governor's like right hand man Martinez? Name Martinez?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. That's all I always thought you were referring to.
No.
The actor's
name is he just goes by Martinez. Sorry. So his Twitter handle is actor Martinez.
I didn't realize that he played David. I did not realize it. I remember you pointing him out in a scene with Eugene, but I didn't put it together that's
him. David. That's the guy. He follows us on Twitter.
Oh, Rapey Davey. Thanks a lot. Thanks for
Rapey Davey.
Well, that's what
I know.
But hey, what a great scene. And I think he delivered it in a very creepy manner. So
it's one of those things where I saw a thing where a thing on Twitter where someone says, when you're happy, when you agree with what Negan did, you're like, because it was killing David. Now, here's my question. Are the guys there not allowed to have sex at all?
Yeah, they just can't touch.
Because Negan has all the women, right? They're all married to him.
Well, I think they're allowed to, but Negan's got to give them permission.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because it's like, remember he...
Oh yeah, Dwight does kind of appear to hook up with that other girl.
Right.
I can't think of her name.
Right, and Negan knows about that, and I think that's only when Negan gives them permission and stuff like that.
All right, so Negan's against rape, which is a good thing, yet he forces women to marry him.
It's a slippery slope. Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
But you know, to be fair, the other girl had a neck tattoo, and he's not into neck tattoos. So.
All right. Okay. Hey, all right.
You know, when in Rome, you got to follow the rules.
Exactly.
And like, there are clear rules. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Sounds like a question for the broadcast. You should probably send it in.
Okay, yeah. Now, I want to go down that road.
hey, David does offer her water in exchange for sex. There's some talk about fun with robes here from David. And David rips her shirt, to which point Sasha tells him to go to hell and gives him a headbutt.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I said, way to go, Sasha.
I thought at this point that he was knocked out and she was going to try to make an escape for it. But he just kind of laughs it off. And this is where he kind of tries to rape her. And then Negan arrives and kills David for breaking the rules.
Was that one of the coolest stab in the next things, though?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
I think they borrowed that knife from Crocodile Dundee.
It was a big knife.
That's not a knife.
I'm going to stab you in the neck.
Pretty much.
I hate to see the actor Martinez go the way he did, but yeah, I thought it was a pretty good scene for him.
And yeah, and way to go out with a cool scene and not just shot by somebody like Tara.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. So, you know, you went out with a memorable scene, which is all you can act for. Act for? Sure, ask for.
Sure, at this point, you were more hated than Negan.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you have to think about it. I mean, nobody condones rape, so.
But he got to run the gambit of being a bad guy that gets to turn into a walker, though, too. So.
Yeah. Not for long, though.
Not for long. Negan arrives, kills him, and, you know, so long, actor Martinez, thanks for joining us. And what a cool nickname, Rapey Davey, which we will only mention during this episode. We will never bring up that nickname again.
Do you think it was weird that they left his body in there and all the blood was pouring? She didn't really have a lot of room left. I mean, she got up against the wall where Daryl's greasy head was, and then all the blood was flowing forward. Where was she supposed to sit?
I don't know where you go from there.
Yeah.
By the door. So
I guess.
Negan tells somebody to go get Sasha a new shirt, And then this is where he remembers Sasha from the baseball bat evening.
Yeah. I remember you.
And he compliments her about having beach ball lady nuts. So it's he's clearly a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, Sasha's just having a good. She's having a great time, I think. Getting well, compliments and stuff. It just.
Negan asks if he if this was Rick's idea. To which point, Sasha says, "You mean Rick, your bitch?"
I love that line. That was a great line.
Yeah, yeah. Way to throw it back. Negan then gives her a knife and gives her three options. So again, he's a man of opportunity here. Yeah. You either A, take him out, two, slit her wrists and do, you know, nothing. So, and wait for Rapey Davey to eat her alive, or take out David and join Negan's group. Join us on the dark side. Negan ends by telling Sasha, "I just want you to understand, we are not monsters. Now that guy over there is, but we're not monsters." Yeah. Now I do want to point out that in the scene, Negan has a bandage on his left arm. So this is something that I didn't catch the first time through.
I'd never noticed it.
On the second time through, it's clear that he has a bandage on his left arm that he grabs the baseball bat with. Don't know what that's from. It kind of left me, you know, wondering, like, was there
because we haven't seen him get injured, have we?
Not that I know of.
Did Sasha wing him with a bullet or something?
Is there a missing scene, a missing episode? I felt like, I don't know. I was just like, is he just doing it to be cool? I mean, why would you wrap your forearm like that?
Maybe he's a Michael Jackson fan, just had one bandage or one glove or something. I don't know.
Maybe he took Lucille out to a baseball game. He was playing a little baseball, got hit by a pitch or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was just something of note, though. Why does he have this bandage on his arm?
I'd never even noticed it.
So
that's a cliffhanger. We find out with the bandages.
Maybe he had a tattoo removed of one of his wives.
Oh, right. Yeah, like he crossed out Sherry. Oh, right. Yeah.
Nah, she was...
next scene, we see Sasha and Eugene. Eugene visits Sasha and tries to get her to accept Negan's offer.
For the record.
He brings her a peace offering pillow. It's non-hyperallergenic. but explains how the terror that he felt in the woods that night led him to accept this fate. So for 37 minutes, he felt like he could ride off into the sunset on that,
That was the best time of my life.
Yeah. After Eugene...
I've had the time of my life.
No, that's good. after that, after Eugene leaves, we hear David's gargling zombie body. And we get to see him kind of turn just ever so slightly. Right.
Well, even Eugene says he's about to turn.
Yeah. But no, why was she waiting it out? I mean, wouldn't she just take it out, or was she actually contemplating it at this point? Like,
maybe she doesn't want to live.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be a way to go.
Maybe she thought she could time it just right. Like somebody arrives and throws the zombie at. I don't know. I mean, it could have been a weapon. It's the only weapon she has in there.
Exactly.
Next scene.
Well, she has the knife.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Cause he did say that he could get stuck like a pig. Yeah. So, next we see Gregory, and Maggie, they're outside and Maggie's planting something.
I thought she was taking something out.
The blueberry bush.
It's one of those blueberry plants that takes like an hour to take out of the ground.
But it looked like she was planting it. Cause if it's a blueberry bush that already,
she's trying to take the roots out as best she can without. Damn,
but it was kind of small, though. If you're ever around a blueberry bush, they get kind of unwieldy.
Yeah, I just was. It just seemed like it took a long time I could have probably got that out in like 3 seconds. But
that's sure. She was weeding. She was like, these dandelions. They just never stop, Gregory. Gregory asks her, why is she still there? With Dr. Carson gone, she thought she'd leave. And Gregory asks to show... Basically, he's like, you know, we should really show a united front. And he's kind of spinning it like he's still the leader, and then Maggie's basically like, yeah, we should show a united front, and says that it's never too late for him to change.
But didn't she say to him too that I thought you were supposed to get another doctor?
Yes.
Did she promise mention people are going to get another doctor?
Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, that was Dr. Aspirin.
Yes. Dr. Advil quit.
Sorry, your health care has been revoked.
Exactly.
If he's still willing to come by, or if he's still willing, she'll come by later to talk. And I assume that this is the setup that we get later. So, ominous music plays as it looks as though Gregory is going to stab Maggie with the knife. But he kind of thinks about that because I think his whole town would have run him out on the rail if that happened.
Well, he was definitely, he kind of wanted to do it. Then he kind of said, I can't do this. You know, he kind of looked at his, he kind of went, I can't do this. It would be stupid. It'd be a wrong move on my part.
Yeah. Cause she would have killed him.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have done it. Yeah. I think he would have just done like
the walker. She was taking it easy on the blueberry plant, but Gregory, she would have cut him.
Well played, Maggie. This was your plot the whole time was to.
Yes.
Gregory tries to, there's a walker that shows up and Gregory tries to kill a walker.
I don't need no protection from a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
He says that he wouldn't be there if he hadn't killed him before. So, and, you know, and then he's immediately like, you know, I don't know. He turns into Shaggy and Scooby. Like, he's just like, yikes! And then almost gets eaten by another walker that appears and almost kills him. And then four hilltop people walk by.
That wasn't the Russ walker, because that walker you couldn't hear coming.
Yes, that was not the Russ walker. That was the silent but deadly. every like 99th walker is a silent but deadly one. Yeah, so exactly. Maggie tries to say, oh, well, he's still learning. But they kind of like, whatever.
He said it's he pathetic. Killed before, man.
Yeah. Are yeah.
Train?
That's me. I'm the one that rides the train.
Okay, all right.
Russ can bring the taps. I'll bring the train.
Matt is on a train right now. He's on a train to Westworld.
I'm ready to leave this podcast and jump on the Westworld. we next see Natanya, and or as I like to call her, Granny Oceanside, and she's walking up to Rachel, who likes to cuss a lot, and
well, who doesn't like to cuss a lot?
She does, yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, you're a kid living in the apocalypse. I mean, apocalypse. Like, why not? I mean,
I'm killing people. I'm killing things. I can't swear.
Right.
Totally. Well,
back off, Grandma.
Well, there are rules.
Well. Yeah, Natanya likes to keep it that way. Tara surprises Grandma Oceanside by saying, "Hi, I've got a gun," and that ends the scene. Next, we see Cindy shows up, and she's like, "Oh, hey, you're back! You promised." But Tara's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, but I had to tell.
I did. So.
I like Mama Gregory. I should have killed you when you had a chance. Yeah, you should have.
Yep. So they talk a little bit. Let's see. What do I have? They explain that they do have a choice. That's the thing that she's trying to reason with them. But they do need their guns to fight the saviors.
Well, here's what I'm saying, though, too, is Rick and gang have a choice, too. But they choose to conform. To me, they're just like the saviors.
They could have just said, hey, could you give us the guns?
Yeah. I don't know. But I just thought this was hypocritical. That's all I'm saying.
Hypocritical.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure. Yeah. Things aren't just black and white or red or blue. Right. We'll just say that much. Tara tries to reason, talk with them, and then basically Tara's like, "Look, we're running out of time because they only gave me 5 minutes, and I've talked for four, so." The group does a surprise attack with bombs located around the village. Luckily, no kids were playing tag out in the woods.
I think Negan's people didn't hear the bombs going off.
Well, I assume that Oceanside's so far away, right?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. Well, although Yeah, they've been hiding, so I guess
the boat walkers heard them.
Let's see. Natanya brings out. Oh yeah, Cindy and Natanya get the. Is it Natanya? I think it is. Yeah, they capture Tara with the old bad leg trick.
My legs.
They bring out Tara as a hostage. As we see, the rest of the group has kind of herded everybody into basically the whole everybody.
Now all the kids and women and children were running. Bombs are going off everywhere. Where were they running to?
Probably to the gun storage.
Is that where they were going to? Because I don't know. Just seemed weird.
Two of them ran back to the guns, and then Daryl cut them off.
Okay.
And then I don't know. Let's see. Rick's group. Oh, yeah. So this is where there's basically a showdown. They bring out Tara as a hostage, and Rick says, "Go ahead, kill Tara. She never meant anything to me anyway."
She lied to me.
Michonne's like, "I don't have the shot." Rick's like, "Take the shot."
I like Tara, though. Michonne, don't shoot.
Yeah. So Michonne does see a walker running in the woods and warns Rick that the walker's about ready to attack, at which point this gives Cindy a chance to knock out Natanya, and all of the noise that they made has basically, I don't know, it's attracted the swarm of ocean walkers.
I thought this was the dumbest scene of all. You had all the people with the guns, yet the people with the knives were standing right next to them. How bad is your aim that you need the guns? I mean, you need the people with the knives. You have people with automatic weapons.
I guess it's just in case.
Yeah, because there were a couple of times where they're shooting. Yeah, you take that one. What do you mean take? Shoot it in the head.
And the ones that did get through, the Oceanside people took care of them.
Right. So, I guess they had to show they worked together. And
yeah, protect the children.
Yeah,
but we won't leave any guns for them,
and we might blow you up. But
yeah,
we're better than Negan.
I think they might have just been trying to save some of the ammo. Like it would have been pointless if they go to make that trip to get the guns and then use up all the guns on the walkers.
Well, here's a thought: don't be blowing off explosives to.
But they want to have a cool A-team scene.
Mike, I think that degrees for something, so because I think that makes somewhat sense. So, Rick's group and the women of Oceanside help stop all the walkers, conveniently not attracting more walkers somehow. And Rachel kills a walker, and then finally, Tara and Cindy team up to kill one last walker. Scene ends with Natanya saying, "No, they won't fight with you, so take your damn guns and go." That's pretty much it.
It was pretty much it.
Hopefully she comes back to it so we can hear that impression again.
It's a one and done thing.
No, she's got to come back. We got to hear that again.
At least one more time.
Yeah. Next scene, we see Negan arrives at Sasha's cell and has a big smile on his face because she's killed David. The walker, David, and basically tells Negan, "You win." And he says, "No, you win." Oh, go ahead. Yeah, Russ, you were going to say it.
Yeah. Well, I like the way he said it, you know, "You win." Like,
yeah.
He's got that suave kind of way about the way he says things.
Oh, yeah. He's a class act.
That's what we like about Negan. He's got charisma.
He does have charisma.
Yeah.
So a lot more charisma than Gregory.
He's got machismo.
Machismo. Well, he also gives us a little clue here that a little birdie told him that Rick and company, they're up to no good.
Now, was that Gregory? Did Gregory tell, what's his name, that? Remember we couldn't hear the scene, what was going
Simon.
On?
Simon.
Simon. Did Gregory tell Simon that when we couldn't hear what was going on?
Right.
Well, he was sort of hinting at it, like
Yeah, but did he spill the beans? Because as remember, they pan away from the scene, and mm-hmm. it's Gregory and Simon there, and we don't hear what's being said. Is that what Gregory was talking about?
Unless the whole, well, I don't want to spoil it, but unless Dwight talked to Rosita, because remember we talked about that last week, that there was Dwight standing there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And setting up something where maybe Negan sent Dwight out to them.
But then Dwight couldn't get the information back to Negan in that time frame. I think it makes more sense that maybe Gregory's timeline and the Hilltop timeline might be on a different path, perhaps?
I don't know. I was thinking about both of them, but I was kind of like, well, because when that whole thing happened at the end there with Dwight, I was like, well, maybe...
But because, Dwight doesn't know that Rick's group is doing anything.
No, but what I'm saying is that, like, we don't know if Dwight talked to Rosita when he saw her out there, and then he went to tell Negan, and Rosita told Dwight what was going on.
All right, Rosita, you stay here. I'm going to go back and talk to back to Negan. Then I'm going to go with you, because I'm working with you. No.
Well, no, I'm saying he could have like left Rosita and told Negan what's going on, and Negan could have sent him out separately, and that's where he showed up there. Like, we don't know what else.
But it happened pretty fast. I'm just saying that scene went down pretty fast with Dwight showing up, and we already know that Dwight was leaning to be to actually turn to Rick's group.
I think it's more likely that Gregory said something to Simon, because it's still weird that they didn't show us what they didn't allow us to hear what they were talking about.
Yeah.
No, it's obvious. Dwight is wearing a wiretap. Negan has a microphone hooked up to him.
That is actually the most obvious answer. Thanks, Mike. That's why you got the degree.
which is right behind you. And now it's in a perfect position.
If anybody else has any ideas, or maybe we'll find out next week, feel free to email in. But anyway, Negan ends up laughing and says that tomorrow is going to be a big day. So
I like how Negan says that.
Yeah, me too.
It's Lucille's birthday tomorrow.
I just imagine like a baseball bat with a bunch of candles on it, but.
All the wiffle ball bats come out.
Yeah. Or that one parent out there that's like, hey, my son really likes Walking Dead, so I made him this birthday cake that Negan's, I don't know. Anyway.
It's got flesh from all the people he's killed. It's just great.
It's great. Kid loves it. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He'll adjust well. It's okay.
He likes baseball. It's all.
You got to learn sometime that people die. So
he dies.
There are rules. Gregory is drinking at his desk. He looks at himself in the mirror and says, "What are you doing, Gregory?" Pull it together. he has a mirror at his desk. Who has a mirror at their desk? Seriously.
I'm betting Jesus does, but that hair, you've
got to make sure the hair is perfect. I was just about ready to say that. You beat me to a blank.
Okay. Well, that's a good point.
He has to have it with a big couple brushes.
Well,
it would have been funny when he summoned, what's his name there, if he had have like said.
Wouldn't it Sammy?
Yeah, Sammy.
I don't know what the guy's name. I'm just guessing.
I don't know. I didn't write that down.
You should have called him Scooby.
Yeah.
Woo! Bring me my car.
He pulls out a map and he's like, it's around here somewhere. And he asks somebody, that's all I wrote down, to grab a bag, drive him to presumably the Saviors. So
I'm looking for the name right now and I just don't see it. It's Hilltopper Rachel Kathy Beatrice. Cal. It's Cal.
Oh, okay.
Cal. Cal.
When you're looking for a car, go see Cal. That's probably just a West Coast thing, isn't it?
Probably. All right.
Never mind. Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
So for all you people that got that reference, email in.
you win $100 Amazon gift card.
Well, the guy just recently The guy just recently passed away, but he was like 90 something years old. So he was always old to me. And he was, it was an LA thing. It was like LA commercials. Hmm. Hal Worthington, he was a used car salesman.
The more you know.
There you go.
We're almost done with this episode. And with that, we'll bid you adieu. Eugene is glad that Sasha is joining the Saviors. And Sasha regrets her choice and asks Eugene to help in killing herself.
Now, is she just looking for a weapon to kill Negan?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, she's crying and she's saying, don't let them use me to hurt our people. And then we get that last scene of Sasha smiling, saying, thank you.
Yes. So. I'm going to kill him with a pill.
Next, we see Rick's group collects all of the Oceanside weapons, and even Gabriel asks Rick, do we really need all of these? And Rick says yes. Yeah. He doesn't even leave one little Red Ryder BB gun for Cindy Lou Who. He even takes the roast beast.
I thought that would have been a perfect time for Rick to say, what?
What? What?
We do need another Rick what. I think that would be a great cliffhanger, right?
Yeah, if he just says at the end, what?
What? Like he's caught red-handed.
No.
We get a little bookend here where Carl tells Enid, yeah, it's not just the ones I killed that I think about, but it's also the ones I didn't kill.
Going back to Rick's line there, perfect line for him to say, afraid not.
Sure. Sure. For our podcast. I just wanted to point out though that Carl, I don't know. This is how you impress girls, the ones that you didn't kill. So we also see Tara tells Cindy that we'll bring the guns back, which I thought was kind of funny because what? Who brings guns back? I mean, really?
We're not animals. We'll bring them back if you're alive, if someone doesn't overrun you because you don't have any way to protect yourself.
That's what every police officer said to every person that they ever confiscated a gun back from.
Yeah, we'll bring it back.
Yeah, we'll bring it back. You can pick it up. Cindy wants to go with them, with the group, but thanks, Tara. Tara flips off Rachel. And
hey, Rachel.
Eat it. This bookends the beginning conversation where Rick asks if she's all right, and Tara tells Rick, you were right. I don't have to feel bad. I feel pretty good flipping off Rachel.
Yeah. Screw that kid.
She thinks she can kill rabbits. Anyway, last scene here, or no, not last scene, but the last kind of little end here, we see Eugene brings back, I've decided to grant your request, gives her poison, and Sasha is clearly saddened.
Made by yours truly.
I got the idea from these really hot women that visited me one night. Anyway.
It will do the job. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it would have almost been nice if he had said that it was for her weight, so that way we knew that it might not kill Negan.
Right. There's only one.
Yeah.
Right. And he made two of them, didn't he? Or did he only make one?
I don't know. To me, it looked like blue meth. So, you know, for all I know. It could be a crossover with Breaking Bad.
I thought he made more than one, so maybe he kept one for himself.
Now, what if Sasha decides to put the poison on her lips, like, you know, and just goes to kiss Negan? You know,
that's a good. So they both die.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I think
just thought
Eugene's instructions on the side where you have to swallow the pill whole.
with a full glass of water.
Hey, he actually worked on a computer and typed it out and printed the label. He's like, oh, why don't we have 5237? I need the label to be just right. Anyway.
Just right.
That's really creepy.
Hey, I wonder if Eugene used any coconut to make that pill.
No, bananas.
Just bananas.
Yep. Steam powered too.
Yeah.
He says, I do not want you to go, but it seems like you are already gone, and Sasha loses hope of escaping or even killing Negan. So, and now we're to the last scene that I keep wanting us to get to, which is the group returns to Alexandria. And, oh, go ahead. No? All right. Jesus asks Rosita, where's Sasha? At which point Rosita takes them and doesn't even explain.
It's not my fault. She had a bike lock. It's not my fault.
Didn't see that bike light coming. Rosita takes them to the jail cell where Dwight is.
And, well, finally, that's being used, right? Is that the first time it's being used?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks.
That was one of the trivia on the Talking Dead.
Oh, was it? Thank you, Morgan. Thank you.
Daryl sees Dwight and says, hold me back, bros. Hold me back.
And then Dwight's like, don't let him touch me. His hair is gross. Who knows what's in that stuff? Oh, no. Because I have long hair. If he has lice, I'm not shaving my – I'm not doing it.
We talked to him. We had several conversations. but he just wouldn't do it. The episode ends with Rick ordering Dwight to get down on his knees at gunpoint. And that's it. Fire in the hole. So
overall, Mike liked it.
Yeah. Wasn't a bad episode.
No.
I liked it. I mean, I don't know. Last three episodes I've been, I guess, kind of just okay with. You know, they haven't had the sizzle or the like, yeah, you know, that I've wanted to from The Walking Dead. So I mean, I like what's going on character wise, and I think that this episode gets to more of that multiple story arc that we like, you know, mixing it right up and have, you know, I mean, Carl and Edith talk at least twice, you know, Aaron and Eric, you know, so.
I think the fact that Negan's group doesn't know about the Oceanside people is the one ace in the hole that Rick does have, even though they took they took all the guns from him.
But they should know about somehow, because they killed all the men.
Yeah, but how do they? They would. I mean, they left and they're getting so far deep into the, you know, away from everybody else. And where did they get all the weapons? Did we ever?
Yeah, we don't
explain.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know if they had them, and you know, they just didn't collect them at that time, or you know,
It just seems odd that these women were allowed to just leave without Negan, because you know, when Rick tried to leave and go, they had it barricaded.
Sure.
And all this. I just seems weird. I
could have been Black Friday sale right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean,
wake up early for that.
Like, I can't imagine Negan's going to let go all those wives.
All right. So, could the scavengers be the little birdie that told Negan?
I forgot all about them since we didn't see them.
I mean, that's part of the reason they're getting the guns. They want that army.
Could they be setting up Rick?
Yeah.
Maybe they're working with Negan.
Maybe they just turn on them and they're like, thanks for the guns. We're actually with Negan.
Didn't even think about that. Good job, Matt.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
I would have thought Mike would, because Mike has a degree behind him, so I would have thought Mike would have came up with that answer, but guess not.
What about next week? You guys probably saw the previews for next week. Are we going to see the kingdom again?
We got the tiger on the loose. Tigers out in the wild.
What? Really? That was in the preview?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Huh.
Maybe it was on a Talking Dead preview for sure.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that. Okay.
He shows Ezekiel running into Morgan, and they're walking in the streets, and they got the tiger on the chain walking with them.
And Morgan hits a tiger over the head with a stick. Magic stick.
Morgan's like, whacking him with the stick. Where's your bag to pick up his mess?
You just let your tiger walk out here on its own and don't pick up his poop?
Yeah. You gotta bag that.
That's your job now.
We're still gonna be civilized.
Like Morgan's like, we have rules here.
Look, Jerry's supposed to do that. Okay. So, Mike, do you want to do the email or no?
We got two.
Oh, we do? We have two? We have another one?
Yeah, we got Vicky also.
Oh, Vicky. Vicky also did write in. Okay.
Early in the morning. Very early in the morning. She wants to know, how does Negan know about Rick's plans? Is there a mole?
Oh, okay. Well,
I never thought about that. Matt, I think you could be right.
Vicky also had wrote in the middle of the week, and she wanted to tell me that the Guinness is especially on tap, one of the best beers. And if I'm ever in Vegas, to go to Four Irishmen located in New York, New York Hotel, they have Guinness on tap. So, Vicky, if I'm ever in Vegas, I will visit and maybe visit you.
Hey, next time you're watching your Raiders play, you can go to Vegas.
Now, the only thing about that theory, though, is do you think they're acting as an outpost for Negan? Because I can't see Negan letting them have that many weapons out there.
Well, maybe they're just gathering the weapons for Negan. They could be scavenging for Negan like, you know, everybody else is, and they're not conforming.
Right. They could trade with them just to get by, just like everybody else. They provide for Negan. And they just didn't say anything. I don't know.
That would be the downfall in Rick's plan, because if they're actually working for Negan, that's really going to screw Rick and the other gang, the rest of the gang up.
Gun.
Mike, I should have offered to read Vicky's email.
Oh, we also got, I forgot previous, the earlier in the week stuff you said.
Oh,
because yeah. Also Vicky wrote, this relates to my previous emails. I just want to let you know that I assume Sasha is dead, even though they didn't show her death on the screen. After all, she went in the sanctuary with guns blazing.
Spoiler alert, she's not dead.
There you go. And then
yet.
Hitting on the heart, the topic that Jack is really wanting to know about, how come Daryl won't wash his hair? It's so stringy. It really needs to be cleaned. The only time I remember his hair being clean was at the beginning of the series. Was it washed subsequent to that? I thought it was strange that after Rosita told Sasha she made the necklace for Abraham, Sasha then tucked it into her top. I think Sasha should have given the necklace back to Rosita. After all, it is a necklace Rosita made for Abraham to show him her love for him. I saw The Talking Dead. Rosita, the actress, acts a bit snobby. Didn't really like her. Can't exactly tell you what she did, but it seemed like she was exactly like her show character.
Hmm.
Also, many times during the podcast, someone is tapping something or making some kind of noise. It's just a little distracting.
You want to take that part, Russ? You want to answer that question?
I haven't done any tapping today.
So, see, Russ, it's not just us and Sherry that hear it. It's
Hashtag alternative taps.
It's my pacemaker.
Well, turn your pacemaker off for the hour and just record.
Would you like me to read Christy's email then?
Sure.
Vicky's. Christy writes in, wow, they are ready to kick ass. It's going to be a good season finale. That, I am sure, will just start the show. I'm sure we'll just start to show the fight with Negan and then leave it as a cliffhanger for the next season. I'm so glad they didn't have to kill anyone at Oceanside. Grandma needs to step aside and let Cindy lead. She's lost her edge, if she ever had one. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, is that fair? Because she has kept them alive. I mean, they probably killed her husband, and they probably killed all her, maybe her sons and stuff like that. So, but she has kept them alive.
Yeah, that's, and they seem like they're pretty good about like having formalities and drills and stuff that they run where to go.
Hey, don't argue with the listeners that are right in. I mean, that's not.
I'm just having a conversation.
Well, she does actually ask questions of us. So, are you guys thinking some of them will come in at the last moment and try to help the Alliance Army? Like save the day. They always seem to leave someone outside of the fight to do that. I think it will be the Oceanside this time. Sasha trying to play. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Let's field that.
Well, I was going to say that could happen, but they have no weapons anymore. So how's that? So let's say that your theory that the scavengers,
they're gonna show up like the Ewoks did and help the Rebel Alliance.
I see.
Yeah, they're gonna use sticks and stones and stuff like that.
Shells.
Yeah, they might even bring in an AT-AT.
No, it was the Empire that had the AT-AT. So
right, but
so
they took one over, remember? Because
that was the Chicken Walker, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Like, you know, so.
All right, geeks, for a second here. Say the scavengers are, but then the Oceansiders come up from behind. What could they possibly do? They don't have any weapons.
Maybe nag them to death.
That was Mike that said that, by the way. That was Mike. Single man Mike said that.
I'm kind of there with you on that one. On with Christy's email, though. Sasha trying to play Eugene, but Eugene will not be distracted from what he is doing. He can't get her involved because what if they break her? What if she blabs? The same way that she doesn't want to be used against their friends, he doesn't want her to be used against him. He is inside learning and plotting and knowing, learning? I don't know what she
noting.
Meant. Noting. Ah, I see. I thought she was saying nodding their weaknesses. So he can help. I hope he can make some bombs or something. Use those skills. Haircut. So do you think Sasha will be able to get that poison into Negan's drink or something? He said something about she was going to get a night to enjoy what they have there. I think he just wants a chance to clean her gutters. Oh, wow. You went there. Oh,
there you go.
Then maybe Negan makes her drink it or something because he isn't stupid. She has to be off the show, but if they didn't kill her yet, clearly something more messed up will happen to her in the end. So Rosita totally just takes Dwight home. Did he have to teach her something first, or was that a freebie? Can they really trust Dwight at all? I don't know how he is going to convince them that he isn't just a Negan ploy to mind the F. I'm not sure what you're meaning there. But I look forward to the acting on that one. Will he just break down about Sherry and tell them the whole story? He is a sad man. And Negan knows they are up to something. How? Or did I miss that? Can't wait to see the tiger tear up some saviors. Woohoo. Thanks, guys. By the way, who's tapping?
Really? That said that?
Didn't say that.
Oh, okay. No, I think it's either Gregory or the scavengers have told Negan what's going on.
Or Carol.
Or Morgan, because Morgan doesn't like violence.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's the governor. He's still alive.
Yeah, he could be walking around. I don't know. Now I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, there's some definitely or, some you know, things
maybe,
to...
But, you know, he could have also figured it out, like, you know, because maybe, you know, the Savior set up that, you know, thing with all the dynamite on it and all that. I mean, they could just be figuring it out that, you know, they've taken that and they haven't given it back to him, kind of thing.
Well, they blew it up. So they wouldn't know that they had the dynamite.
And he specifically said Rick. So it's like, you know, it's not like, I don't know.
He knows Rick is up to something because someone has said something.
Yeah.
Eugene wasn't there when they were talking about doing it, were they?
No.
I don't know, but you know, maybe it was Eugene.
Well, how could it be Eugene? He doesn't, if he wasn't there, he doesn't know what's going on. He was taken before that happened.
That's true.
Well,
it all goes back to
when Eugene was at the fence and he said he wasn't going to go with Rosita and Sasha, maybe he went back and told Negan.
But they were on their own.
He doesn't know that Rick is up to something. That's the key there. Eugene doesn't know that Rick's up to something.
The only one that knows something is, we know for sure, is the scavengers, and people at Hilltop know something.
Right.
So it had to be someone there. So the only one that would be there would be Gregory, unless it's Cal. I mean, I don't know.
Well, next episode. Yeah, go ahead.
It all goes back to the circus episode when they stole the batteries from the Saber guys. Once they lost the batteries, you're like, oh, Rick's up to something. We lost our batteries.
Because the only one that could do that would be Rick and Michonne. Yep.
We heard two people having a good time with our batteries in the circus.
Well, hopefully we find out next week who the stool pigeon is. So, and what's not to say. Yeah.
It could be Maggie. You know how pregnant women can get. Wow. They're all over the place. So
Jack said that.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, you come on, back me up. You've been there.
No, nope, never been there. I've never been around a pregnant woman.
I should never. Matt would just like to say happy birthday to his wife right now.
Oh, you remembered, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
Oh, that's why you have to be nice. I forgot.
When my wife was pregnant with our two kids, I basically just left.
It's not. I'm not saying it's their fault, but it's just they got so much going on. I mean, I couldn't carry around a kid and stuff like that. There's no way.
I only hung out during what they call the honeymoon trimester. So I was like, oh, does they call this one the honeymoon? Great.
Well, what's the nightmare one?
Well, if you like this show. And you support these three stupid guys in any way possible, shape, or form.
Russ, back me up. You've had two kids. Back me up on this one.
Hey, I'm just glad you didn't say, you know how pregnant chicks are.
I wouldn't say chicks.
It's even worse.
But if you're looking to buy baby clothes or maternity clothes, I'd say go to amazon.com/JaneJack.
Exactly. That's the perfect place. And every little bit helps the podcast and all the other podcasts.
And if you listen to this podcast, you know that we have a Patreon that you can help support. You can go to jandjack.com and sign up, donate if you can. We'd love it. If not, you know, that's, you know, so give us a good review on iTunes. That always helps. Or retweet the show. Enter in to win a special surprise that we haven't decided yet. Maybe we'll put that out as a Twitter poll this week so that you, the viewer, could maybe vote on. Perhaps.
There you go.
Yeah, I was thinking about this actually just the other day. So send in your feedback if you can. We'd love it. And join us for next week's season finale.
Finale. It's an hour and a half, isn't it?
Is it?
It's an. I heard it was an extra long.
I think it's an hour and 15 or something.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Hopefully. Well, they gotta do something to cram in all of these groups. So.
Yeah. And commercials.
Speaking of commercials, there's three special patrons.
Three special patrons. Like to think of this. So we like all our patrons, but three at this time. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, and Molly, the millennial. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for all the patrons for what they do, and just thanks for helping us out. And hope you enjoy this podcast and all the other ones in the Jane Jack podcasting group.
We wouldn't do it if it wasn't for you. No. So, and on that note,
and
great
next
show,
week,
guys.
Next week, I'm going to go to school and get a diploma so I can have it put behind my shoulder.
Jack's clearly jealous, Mike.
I am jealous. I don't have a diploma. I don't.
Yeah, and clearly there's nothing behind Russ. I mean, you can tune into his face every week. It's the same blank stare.
Nothing behind him, nothing in him, nothing. just an empty shell.
Sorry, Russ. It was just too easy.
Nothing but clicking going on with Russ.
But hey, at least you know things are clicking.
Yeah.
All right.
How, well, you know, the people complain about the clicking, but that's how we know Russ is still alive. when he's podcasting.
Call 911.
All right. Well, great show, guys. It's one in a million. Join us next week.
Bye.
See you next week.
Adios.